Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say this morning on the top five, we're going to talk about the top five this morning. What are the top five stories on the VFNTV blog? You get to the VFNTV blog by going to VFNTV.com and click on the blog. But the top five this morning, the number one is racism in the traditional church. You got to hear this. This is about a particular, Derek was on VFN radio and he shared about his experience where he sat by, Derek is African-American. He sat behind a lady that's a white lady. Mm-hmm. And for 5 years, they worshiped together. They prayed together. They heard the same teachings together. And as he said, we fell on the same carpet by each other, the power of God. But yet, you know, after 5 years, you know, she didn't even know him.
Wow.
And she called the police on him when he was in the parking lot. Because she tells the police officer that there's a black male in the parking lot peeking in the windows of the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, I have so much to say about that. And hopefully, you know, we're going to have time to begin that conversation. But we've got to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to deal with this. And, you know, we talk about, you know, our president has a book. And it's the name of his book is called Dreams from My Father.
Mm-hmm.
And now as the church has turned its back, much of the church has turned its back on God's commands. It's set aside God's commands for men's traditions and philosophies. And we're adjusting everything. We're trying to say, I know this is what God's word says, but this is what it really says. And that now if we don't humble ourselves and repent that the sins of our sins and the sins of our fathers that our Lord forgave and kept from washing over us, which are horrific. If you'll study, you need to study. I mean, every single schoolroom, at least in the church, you know, I wouldn't, you know, we're not telling the world what to do. We're talking to the church that you should teach, you know, African American or black history.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what happened to the African American people in our country. And we can't just brush over it. It's horrific. There was oppression. And this generation today, you know, the present generation doesn't even see race, you know, like the past generations did. But the reason why the past generations saw it and see it still is that it was horrific, some of the things that were being done to people based on the epidermis, on the, believe it or not, you know, we would say, oh, what's the big deal? When you study American history, it's a huge deal. Mm-hmm. It really happened. It's a true reality. And only by the grace of God and the forgiveness of God and the mercies of God has not the sins of our fathers washed over us. And the thing is listen, church, repent,
right?
Humble yourself, realize that your brothers and sisters are of all different ethnicities. And everyone deserves to be honored and loved, and nobody's any better than anybody else. And Jesus is exalted above all of us. And so, you know, it's just on my heart. And so, our president has a book called Dreams from My Father. The Lord's put a message on my heart called Sins of Our Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ezekiel talks about it. If you do what's right, if you repent, if you, you know, acknowledge the wrong, then God's not going to hold you accountable for it. But if you turn your back on God, even though you were walking with God, if you turn your back on God, then all of that he did not remember, he'll remember.
Right.
And there's some horrific things to remember. And it wouldn't be wrong for it to wash over America because it's a true situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, why not stop it by humbling the church, humbling itself, acknowledging that we've turned from God's ways and turned back to him. Even if it means leaving every philosophy and every new thing that you feel like you've come up with just to have Jesus. I mean, think about this again. Think about this. Imagine this. I'm telling you. Imagine you and Jesus walking and talking and enjoying your day and him just directing your steps. Imagine signs wonders and miracles. Imagine him just saying, you know, I just think I'm going to give you a $20,000 pay raise in the midst of crisis with Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you got a diagnosis from the doctor that says that, you know, you have cancer and you're not going to make it. And then he just says, you know, in your abiding time, I'm just going to heal you from this. I'm going to set you free from this. Imagine loving God, loving others, and leading others to the same. Imagine enjoying your walk with mm-hmm. God and not avoiding God in your life because religion has kind of turned you off. But let me tell you something. You could be turned back on again in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, it's not as hard as religion's made it out to be, and it's not as happy-go-lucky as irreverence has made it out to be, but mm-hmm. it is a relationship. You're in a tension between the kindness and the sternness of God, and it's your awareness of his love for you and your love for him that actually brings you to that place of going, you know, this is awesome. This is a walk with the creator of the universe who holds everything together, mm-hmm. who put every star in place that shines down right now. Think about this. That even the light that's hitting the earth today, that comes from the stars, that when he said it is finished years ago, when he said it is finished years ago, that those stars were put in place, and the light that was shining at the time that he created earth, when he put the stars in place, was en route. Because it's so far away, it was en route to the earth, and mm-hmm. so the light that you're seeing today actually started when God created it, and it traveled so far and so long
to get to us.
Is this amazing? Yeah. He loves you.
That's all in control. He is.
He is so. I mean, as you say, he's like a soda pop bottle. What do you say? It's like a soda. No, what do you say? Would you? A pop. So, yeah. A pop.
Pop can
it's
revelation.
Like a, it's like a pop bottle in the ocean.
Well, our brain is like the pop can. It's like right. God is like all the oceans in the world. And it'd be kind of a little bit of strange to try to pick up what little water you could in your pop can.
He's talking about Coke for everybody else, a Coke can.
Soda, pop, yeah. However you want to call it.
Yeah.
And that's just how big God is.
He's so huge. He's
so big.
Can you imagine this can mm-hmm. floating in this, I mean, even a huge ship looks like a can when you're out there, but just imagine a can floating in the midst of Gulf of Mexico or the middle of the Atlantic, and it's going, well, I think, and the ocean would just laugh, right? Like, really? Seriously? Watch this wave. Boosh, and a wave kind of comes over the can. It's like God is so in control, and we can so relax. We can sleep in the bottom of the boat, even in the midst of the great storms that come in life. Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat. His disciples thought they were going to die. Listen, mm-hmm. listen. First of all, to die as a believer is gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Now, how we die, personally, you know, I like to be quick and over with.
Right.
You know, and, but he was sleeping while everybody else was panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they said, Jesus, wake up. And he goes, oh, great. I got to go up to the boat and talk to these guys. You know, anyway, obviously the bottom of the boat wasn't that far away. And so he gets up. Americans are bitching like he was in a cabin cruiser and he was sleeping in the fore aft of the boat on the cushion on the right hand side. No, it was actually probably a wooden boat, and he was right there laying on the.
He was getting rained on.
He's getting rained on. Yeah, right. And of course he just goes, "Oh, you of little faith," you know. And he says, you know, he speaks to the storm, "Peace, be still." And everybody goes, "Who is this guy? Who is this guy? He's Jesus. The wind and the waves obey him. The storm will respond to the voice of the Lord." So anyway. If you want to find out more about that, if you're ready to be the church, go to vfnfamily.org, vfnfamily.org. Maybe you are called to relate to the VFN family, or, you know, begin to look around and say, hey, you know, right where you are, begin a process of transformation. As a matter of fact, you know, the fourth story on top story on the VFN TV blog is about where to start for transformation. It's still in the top five. Praise God. Yesterday it was the top one. I was like, oh, praise God. Everybody's interested. You know, thousands are coming now to the VFN TV blog, which you get to at VFNTV.com. And it just begins a process. What's a simple step to be able to begin to transform? And it always starts with one man, one woman. Don't mm-hmm. look at everybody else and blame your present condition and circumstances on somebody else, because blame is nothing but look at my excuse for me not obeying God.
Mm-hmm.
But you can start with your personal transformation. So there's simple steps to be able to do that and transform yourself. God transform you, transform a few others. And next thing you know, your whole congregation where you gather, that you guys would be walking and listening to God, and your whole church gathering of people. No matter, I don't care if it's a crystal cathedral or a crystal house, you know what I'm saying? That whatever you're meeting in, that God will be there amongst you. And so it's encouraging. And that's actually the fourth one. But the second story on the top five is also Islam transforming through migration and immigration, that how you'll see the numbers of population growth in Americans. Talks about specifically how, you know, Americans aren't having babies. Europeans are not having babies, but Muslims are having babies. And through that alone, you know, they are doing taking over and getting enough people to be able to push in the area of turning that nation into a democracy.
Right.
Where enough people just voted over, and next thing you know, it becomes an Islamic, under the Islamic Quran, which they believe it should be. The third one is, will they put us in jail, which is about the health care law. Listen to that. You got to hear the congressman ask the question, and he asked the question, three things. Will IRS, which will be our new insurance agents, by the way, if they keep this law, you know, your insurance agent, the one who collects your premiums, that's going to be IRS. Oh,
goodness.
You're going to have to list it on your tax return.
Wow.
You have to list it on your tax return. Yeah. You have to, and then IRS is going to give you a ring and say, hey, you know, your premiums are mine. Is that wild?
Wow.
And then you say, well, you know, I don't have the funds for it. And they say, well, I noticed that you have 10% that you're giving to God, you know, because they can audit you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say. We can audit. They can seize your finances. They can seize your things, and they can put you in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? And so they'll audit you and go, they'll start telling you where you can spend your money. By the way, God heals. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, doctors are wonderful, and we love, you know, love the medical profession. They do a lot of wonderful things. But don't sell your soul out for an aspirin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the last one is an explanation of America, Islam, and on a whiteboard. You can literally listen. It's an explanation of America, Islam, and the Muslim Brotherhood, or Muslim Brotherhood 101. You got to see that. It explains it to a T. And what's Syria is fighting right now, what Syria is fighting at this very moment, they're fighting the Muslim Brotherhood. Think about it. The Muslim Brotherhood is who's trying to take over, and just had the minister of military forces killed. Think about it. I said, oh my goodness. So find out who the Muslim Brotherhood is. Go there. That's the top five. We'll be right back in just a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.